and bilateral relations, and Kenya evacuates tourists as death toll from flooding rises. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Communication expert Judith Tembo has urged women to value themselves and take pride in who they are as the world commemorates International Women's Day. Ms. Tembo says women should celebrate their uniqueness and avoid trying to become what they are not. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, Ms. Tembo emphasized that self-worth and confidence among women are important in building stronger communities and inspiring future generations. Ms. Tembo also called on women to coexist peacefully and support one another, noting that unity among women is key to overcoming many of the challenges they face in society. She further appealed to men to play a role in safeguarding the rights and well-being of women and girls. Ms. Tembo has further urged the male folk to help protect vulnerable women and girls and promote an environment where they can thrive and contribute meaningfully to national development.
Go out there, celebrate, enjoy life, be proud of who you are, add value to yourself, learn as much as you can. Don't try to be somebody else. Show the world what you are made of. Let's go out there, let's celebrate. For the men folk, you are our partners in this journey to growth and in enjoying life. Let's hold hands, let's coexist, let's live together.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has rendered support to women entrepreneurs by promoting compulsory standards that enhance their business entities. ZICSA is creating a fair and competitive environment that enables women-led businesses to produce safe products that can compete both locally and internationally. ZICSA Executive Director Gerard Chizinga says that apart from safeguarding consumer welfare, the agency also contributes to the realization of Zambia's development goals by unlocking the full potential of women in entrepreneurship. Mr. Chizinga stated that the agency was encouraged by the increasing number of female employees, leading to women being represented at every level. He pledged to continue increasing the number of women at all levels and create an environment where they can thrive. It is therefore my call to all of us to support this initiative through supporting and mentoring women, said Mr. Chizinga in a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chizinga further pledged to ensure that there is continued inclusivity in all agency activities, urging members of staff at the agency to give enhanced support to women-led businesses in their daily work. Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mulambo Haimbe, yesterday held a bilateral meeting with the British Foreign Secretary, Yvette Cooper, aimed at enhancing bilateral relations. The engagement was held on the sidelines of the Commonwealth Foreign Affairs Minister's meeting at Lancaster House in London. Mr. Haimbe said that the partnership would develop strategic sectors of the Zambian economy, including adding value to its critical minerals. He highlighted that Zambia is doing its part by strengthening institutions, fighting corruption and pursuing reforms that foster a predictable, rules-based environment for business. The minister indicated that Zambia continues to prioritize economic development through sound economic management, human capital development and value addition to its raw materials, and that a reformed Commonwealth can better support these national priorities. Mr. Haimbe called for stronger bilateral partnerships in a wide range of areas, including enhancing trade and investment in sectors such as energy. Meanwhile, British Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper expressed Britain's willingness to explore new areas of cooperation with Zambia. This is contained in a press statement issued by First Secretary Press Zambia High Commission Speedwell Mupuchi to RTV News in Lusaka today. Nalolo Town Council NTC has implemented a water reticulation system at Ngeleta Primary School in Kataba Ward through the Enhanced Constituency Development Fund, CDF. NTC Public Relations Officer Batison Kandimba says the project was implemented at 300,000 kwacha using the 2025 CDF disaster component, providing access to clean and safe drinking water to over 120 pupils. Mr. Kandimba said that the scope of work also included putting up a 10,000 litres water storage tank and a distribution network. Provision of clean and safe drinking water is an essential resource for communities for a healthy life, said Mr. Kandimba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. The council has emphasized its commitment to provide more communities with safe and clean drinking water. In African news, tourists and staff were airlifted from a national reserve in Kenya following severe flooding in the East African country. Most tourists in the Masai Mara National Reserve in southwestern Kenya were evacuated before the downpour, authorities said. At least 42 people have died, local media reported on Monday. Most of the deaths occurred in the capital, Nairobi. George Seda, the police chief in Nairobi, said some of the victims died by drowning while others were electrocuted. Coming up shortly, huge fire at Glasgow Central Station prompts evacuations as building collapses. Listen more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. A huge blaze engulfed a building at Glasgow Central Station on Sunday, causing it to partially collapse. The fire started in a vape shop on Union Street on Sunday afternoon, with the B-listed Victorian building collapsing several hours later as flames spread. All train services at Glasgow Central, Scotland's busiest station, are expected to be cancelled until at least the end of Monday. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Communication expert Judith Temple has urged women to value themselves and take pride in who they are as the world commemorates International Women's Day. Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Mulambo Haimbe yesterday held a bilateral meeting with the British Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper aimed at enhancing bilateral relations. And tourists and staff were airlifted from a national reserve in Kenya following severe flooding in the East African country. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RSV News. My name is Chimba Chilopa. Stay tuned.
Limited is Zambia's newest telecommunications service provider with the fastest data connectivity, the widest fiber optic coverage, and the most stable and reliable network in Zambia. Fibercom is your internet asuite.
Fibercom, your absolute connection.
Mozambia, thank you for tuning into today's show. And we can't end the program without introducing the all-new FNB E-Wallet Plus. It's as easy as *130*321#. So guess what?
What?
Everybody's getting the convenient and safe E-Wallet Plus. What network are you on? Doesn't matter. You're getting an E-Wallet Plus. Want to pay bills or buy groceries from the small shops?
Simply dial *130*321#. Paying for your taxi ride, your brains, or even your haircut. Use your eWallet Plus. With FNB eWallet Plus, it